morning. Okay, Tom. Okay. So we are moving along in our survey of different midos. And today, in Rosh Hashanah Sunday, we're going to talk about the mid of MS. We're trying to get down to the foundational midos, and then we'll start to build upper stories. So we've spoken about Anava, we spoke about Kas, we spoke about Simcha. We spoke about something else this week, I forgot what. I know we spoke about something else earlier this week. But cynicism, right. Thank you. So today we're going to speak about MS, and today we'll try to articulate what the trait of MS is, why it's so important, and then on Sunday, how to become a more truthful and honest person. You can divide the importance of MS, of honesty, authenticity, truth, into three different reasons, three different purposes. The most important reason is it's a little hard for us to understand. You have to be abstract. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reality. And we live in a world of partial reality. We don't really know everything. We don't really know ourselves that well. We live with dishonesty. We live with falsehood. We don't know. We don't. But Hashem is reality. It's a baseline of everything. And in Hashem, there's no false or true. It's all, if it's true, then it's reality. If it's not true, if I tell you this is a can of soda, that's not reality. There's no statement there. There's nothing. There's just the empty words. If I say this is a watch, well, the watch is here. So in our world, we live with a lot of misunderstandings and lack of input, lack of knowledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reality. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Chosamo Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is defined as Emes, or Rosh Devarcha Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. So if we're honest people, and we're true, don't honest means you don't lie to your friend. I'd rather use the word emes, because emes is more encompassing than just whether you lie or you don't lie. If we live with truth and emes, then we live close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If we don't live with emes, then by definition, we live out of reality, and we live in a reality that's distant from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not distant, it's just not, it's hard to describe, because in our world, we can live in the same space and be honest or dishonest, which is morally inferior. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reality, and reality doesn't know Sheker. Sheker is a human convention. Hashem can't lie by definition. So it's almost as if we create our own world. You can't create your own world, because there's no, but you're not, well, you're, if I move away from Rabbi Spitz, I'm 2 feet further from him. But when you're not emes, it's not that you're further from Hashem, you're not occupying Hashem's reality. So David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, in Perak Tesvav, Mi Yagur Bialecha, Mi Ishkon Mahar Kachecha, Holech Tamim Ufoil Tzedek, Vidover Emes Bilvavo. So if you're not Dover Emes Bilvavo, you're not in the Har Hashem, or you test Miele Bahar Hashem, Miyakumum Kom Kacho, Karav Hashem Lechol Karav, Lechol Hashayikaru, the Emes. So the first issue is you can't be in Hashem's presence if you're not emes, or you're not just distant, you're not incorporated with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Api Chassidus, Api Kabbalah, Kodesh Baruch Hu placed part of him in you, so the core view is emes, because it comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you're not emes, then that core is missing. So it's like you lobotomize yourself, you replace your core with something else, or something foreign. So the first reason to try to strive for emes is just because of your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your identity is being created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your desire to be in the proximity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second reason is, of course, interactive reasons. Because most of human relationships are just more smooth and more harmonious and more successful when you're honest with people. Honesty is the best policy. There are times, and that's why in this second slot, there are times you have to lie. It's called a white lie. And Gadol HaShalom, you could be Mishanes Emes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes to Avram when Sarah doubts Avram's fertility. Hashem presents it to Avram as if Sarah were doubting her own fertility. In Parshas Vayechi, the brothers have a white lie to Yosef. Yaakov instructed you to forgive us before he died. Yaakov never delivered such instructions. But it's very, very delicate and very, very dangerous to lie, but from time to time, because the goal of Emes is to create Darchei Shalom. If you're a liar, you'll hurt people's feelings, you'll be dishonest, you'll fall into Lashon Hara, you'll fall into Motzi Shemra, you'll steal, you'll cheat, you'll cover up. So being honest is a great, almost a hedge against immoral behavior. If you're a successful liar, and no one's really a successful liar, at some point lies catch up with you, but some people have a string of success. They can lie and lie and lie, and after a while, you catch up and you realize, but they can lie successfully for a period, So it can cover up a lot of immoral behavior. You can cheat on people, you can cheat financially, you can keep the lie going, and you don't have a hedge. Normally, honesty means, like we talk about in today's world, transparency. Why is transparency so important? Because it prevents abuse. Everyone can look at your books, and everyone can look at this situation and can come in, and when you're not transparent, because you cover up whom you are, then you can lead a double life. And you can lead lives that aren't seen by others, or you conceal them from people, and then you can be guilty of all sorts of moral crimes. So obviously, honesty, ben adam lachavero, is important. It's important not just because it prevents moral activity, but because it creates relationships. People, as I told you earlier this week, they respond well to authenticity. When they sense that you're a real person, we talked about disclosing your humanity yesterday, so when they feel like you're lying to them, people don't feel comfortable being lied to or being falsified to. So when they sense that you're being honest with them, they tend to want to be more engaged in your... So it's not just that honesty prevents moral collapse and moral crime, it also creates connectivity and interactivity and relationships. So the second layer of why MS is important is not just because of you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Bin Adam L'Chaver, your society, your community, your family, the people in your life that you interact with. Certainly the baseline of any relationship is trust. If you have to break down a relationship, and what is a relationship really built upon? Trust, reliance. It's a little bit different. Trust, dependability. I can depend on my wife. I can depend on my father. I can depend on... You don't have dependability and trust. And the quickest way to lose trust is to lie, because then you don't have anything is honest. Because I'll be there at 3 o'clock. I don't know if the guy's honest or not. The third reason, I can't say it's the most important reason, but it's really important, is because you have to know yourself. So if you're dishonest with others, dishonesty is contagious. So if you tell enough white lies even, you lose the capacity to discern truth from falsehood. If you lose that capacity, that's very, very hard to grow. Because the core of growth is honesty, self-honesty, looking at yourself, not creating false narratives. We all create false narratives. And if you're exceedingly honest with yourself, and you look at the mirror, and you look at and you listen to the input from others, then you're likely to change. And this is a very, very thin line. The Gemara says, "Kalamachlif b'devarim kilu oved avodah zarah." If you lie, you're like you're worshiping avodah zarah. So part of it is the theological reason I mentioned before, we're in Sanhedrin. But part of it is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says a little bit later, "Come on, the Jews worshipped avodah zarah. That's ridiculous. How could you worship avodah zarah? It's pointless. A golden calf." Versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, separated, split the sea. And obviously it wasn't versus, but the Gemara basically says they knew Avodah Zarah was bunk. They knew that it was a joke. But they had a taiva for Gilui Arayos. So they had to make believe that they believed in Avodah Zarah to release themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's demand so they could engage in sexual promiscuity. What it means is as follows, that there's a very, very delicate balance between Midos and Enes. If we have a taiva, we're angry, we're jealous, we're hungry, so we'll justify our behavior because we don't want to feel terrible. We don't want to feel like a sinner. Why did you commit that sin? Because I'm a monster. We don't like to tell ourselves we're a monster. So we'll justify and we'll cook up justifications and we'll lie to ourselves. Well, the reason I did is because I'm different and I have so much pressure in my life and it wasn't really a sin, or that's because I'll speak about Nasa Lo Keheter. So at some point, honesty serves as a check against bad midos and bad actions. So no, wait a second, that's off. That's usser. And you may have committed an isser, and now's the time for tshuva, not for justifications. So very often our capacity to lie allows us to fall into free fall, to spiral. Because when we commit something terrible and our conscience should say that's an action that has to be corrected, we'll come up with justifications, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin suggested. They realize that Avodah Zarah is ridiculous. But they wanted Gilui Arayos, and their ticket to Gilui Arayos was to deny Hashem. So they created some false narrative that they knew they were lying to themselves. They knew it was false. Very often you can catch people and say, "Is that really true? Do you really believe what you're saying?" I say, "No, I don't. Yeah, I'm just saying it because I need not to get up for a minion. I need to look at the internet." People come up with, we all do. We all have narratives because we have to defend ourselves. We have to look at ourselves in the mirror, not see monsters. So we try to put a film on the mirror and tell ourselves the mirror is telling us something different. So if you're really honest with yourself, it's a really good way to say, "No, I have to change because this is not acceptable. This is a poor me that I can't justify it. I can't excuse it." So the ability to be honest is an American essayist called Eric Hoffer, who once wrote, "We lie loudest when we lie to ourselves." The loudest lies when we tell ourselves a lie, because then we can't discern truth from falsehood. So those are the three layers of why MS is important. Number one, because of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd say number two, because of yourself. I would flip the order. Number three, not to in any way belittle Bein Adam LaChaveru, but Bein Adam LaAtzmo comes first, who you are as a person, and then your relationships with people. If you can't discern honesty from truth, you'll find yourselves. People don't like liars. Liars break down communities. They break down lives, break down relationships. The worst thing you can do for children is to lie to them and lose trust in your friends is to lie. It's really hard to recover from a lie because the entire communication is flawed. You know, whether anything is saying is true or dishonest. So sometimes you see people that, you know, they're not lying to you in a deceptive fashion or they're not being dishonest. They just, they're not talking truth. They're exaggeration. They're speaking about realities that don't exist. They're talking fantasy. It's just, you lose patience. You know, you're talking to a cardboard cutout. You're not talking to someone that's real. And you can listen to that person and be the audience, but you know that everything that person is saying is inflated or augmented. And you know, okay, I can't really trust anything he's saying. I'm looking at my watch. I'll wait till he finishes speaking and I'll move on, but can't really receive that input. So on Sunday, we'll try to discover some tactics for becoming more honest as a person. Okay? And then I'm thinking maybe next week we'll also talk about how to use your tongue. It's also pretty basic, so work our way up. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.
Sometimes it's more moral to, in certain cases, lie than to tell the truth.
Those are white lies, but be really, really careful because it's very contagious. It's another narrative people slip into, and that means relationships. Well, it's for the good of the relationship. It's for the good of the relationship that I don't tell my wife the truth, my husband the truth. The good of the relationship is you shouldn't be taking these actions that you have to cover up, and then it can become a real rabbit hole. It's hard to get right out of. Okay? Good morning, everyone.